Outrageous.
Welcome to episode F02 of Pettigus, a critically nostalgic analytical tour through the Digimon anime. I think that's the intro read. We're going without a script because this is the second flashcast, like a flash mob for a podcast. We were recording this right after we watched Adventure Tri Chapter 2, not in an airport this time, so hopefully the audio is a little better. It's just me and Ashley. Say hi, Ashley.
Hi.
And
a cat is eating, so he's going to ruin the audio.
Whatever. Cat eating is better than airplanes. Ashley, what's one word to describe your feelings having just seen Tri Chapter 2?
Trying.
Trying?
Yes.
Like, it is trying?
Yes.
Okay. I wrote down this idea of having one word reaction.
It is trying to me, like, trying as in very hard.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I wrote down this idea of one word reaction, and then trying to think about what my reaction was, I can't narrow it down to one word. So I'm going to say, fun, but frustrating.
That's cheating.
I was like, oh, this is very fun, up until the part where I was like, this is very frustrating. But okay, before we go too far, and we should explain our spoiler policy about this, which is that this is totally spoiler free. We're not going to go into any, specifics about the movie. This is just our really short flashcast episode, and we'll have a full episode in a couple days. But yeah, I mean, there was lots of fun, and I can't really get into specifics of exactly what frustrated me, but I think the stuff that I was the most excited about in this movie was the biggest letdown. The stuff that I really liked was the stuff that I didn't expect at all, and the fun random moments. And what did you think?
That it is still paced so strangely that any big reveal is just like, what, you didn't do it right, show, like, you just did it wrong.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm also just frustrated that there were not reveals that I expected, and things that, I mean, there's stuff that, like, so much that was teased that was like, oh my god, I can't wait to see how this plays into it, and it was like, how, I can't wait to see how this fits into things, and the answer was, well, it's there. And,
well, it's there.
It's what it seems like is they're just dangling the carrot further in front of our heads, and we'll, you know, get answers later on. So I'm frustrated that kind of stuff. We have some insights, basically, but not any, like, full-blown, like, oh my god, this changed everything. And, yeah, I mean, I think that the movie itself definitely ends on a much more exciting note than the last one. At the end of the last one, I was more like, okay, I guess I'll watch more. And then we saw the artwork for this movie, and I was like, oh my god, I'm excited. This one, actually, the way the movie itself ends is exciting.
Yeah, it's like, oh, things will actually happen in the next one. Like, we'll start off running.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean,
you think it's gonna...
I think they like set on a format of...
I really dislike this format.
I don't mind this format much of starting off slow, having a little bit of a minor climax, and then going back to slow, and then having a major climax. But the movie definitely continues a trend from the first one of awkward pacing, and it was awkward, like, grand scheme pacing, but also I don't find it that awkward, except for, like, major reveals that were, yeah, like, just totally what it just feels like a not, in a lot of ways, not very well crafted, and that come, like, there's just, like, the pacing of, like, a line to line basis in some important scenes is just like, what? And, like, what, like, the,
I mean,
camera lingers on,
like,
and stuff is,
makes
just
you,
like,
be like, what? Not like, what? Oh my god, but just like, what? Like, I don't understand why you did this.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah.
It's not a good what, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah,
it's not
so.
The best what.
Do we have any other thoughts? It's difficult without notes.
I mean, the animation was still quality. There were still moments where it was like,
The animation is still, like, has lots of strong moments and tons of weak moments. I feel like I didn't really notice as many weak moments in the first movie as I did in this one. And those were just, like, characters being, like, very weirdly off-model. Mostly Digimon.
Gomon's head at one point is just like,
I feel like that's been, like, a common theme in the Digimon designs. Like, even in the artwork for I guess it's arc for seven. Yeah. Like the arc for seven's CD is like Agumon's face is like totally messed up and like too super small. It's really weird. So I don't know. I guess like the newer designs are harder to be consistent. I'm really frustrated. I didn't realize that Ogremon's official romanization is Orgamon. Apparently it is the official romanization. That's what they're using in the Crunchyroll subtitles, but
it's easy really not to like actually read the subtitles and just be like, all the letters that I want are there to just read over. Right.
It's the phenomenon of like the letters in the middle of the, like if you, the letters in the middle of the word are mixed up and you don't really notice because the beginning and the end are the same. But once I did, I was like, this is a typo, and they got it wrong again. They got it wrong again. Oh, that's the actual spelling. Anyway, that's a silly little nitpick. I feel like the emotional struggle at the heart of this movie was much more real than I expected, and
I thought that was really cool. Liked it a lot better than the first movies.
Yeah, I feel like the first movie's emotional struggle is like an interesting idea, but is an interesting concept that wasn't really explored very well, or like you were like, the characters don't really have much reason to be this angsty or whatever. Whereas this emotional struggle feels very rooted in, you know, the character's actual, the actual character development and the emotions. And, but all that to say, I felt like the resolution of it was.
Oh yeah. The resolution of it was like, okay.
Yeah, it was
fine. But, you know, you had me going there in the middle of the height of the emotional stuff.
And that's a little frustrating. What else is there to say? I mean,
I don't think there's anything else to say without being spoilery.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure once you take notes, there'll be several hours of things to say.
I mean, we're going to do that eventually.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's for the weekend, though, when we don't have to go to work.
Oh, man. My Friday lyrics, where I place everybody's looking forward to the weekend, and I place it with everybody's looking forward to Joe's girlfriend.
No, weekend would have still worked.
I guess I don't want to spoil, but I'll spoil it. You're not going to find about Joe's girlfriend this movie. Yeah, I mean, it's no answer on that front.
Unless Mimi is his girlfriend, then.
No, that was not. I don't know. I just.
You get to find out who everybody ships Mimi with
in this movie. There are some genuinely really fun moments. It's kind of frustrating to just have those balanced out by like the things I was really excited for have not happened yet. And I'm like, do I go in with the same expectations for the next movie? I guess we'll have to see because at the end of the theatrical showing of the first movie was where they showed the poster for this movie. And, we'll have to see if there, and like, we actually saw it in theaters a couple of days later, but, I think the only thing on the internet was like people's cell phone pictures of the movie screen. So I guess we'll have to see if there's something like that. If we already have images of the third movie. That'd be exciting. But
yeah,
I mean, I don't know.
I feel like now they have an upward struggle with the posters though, because now everybody's just going to expect that it's like always going to be people's megas that we haven't seen before. And you have to make that like more hyper.
Why is that an upward struggle? I mean, they have the like, the six new designs.
That's not exciting.
Oh, I know. I think it's totally exciting to have like the new, like to just like, they don't need to like make them like better than the other megas. Like they just need to be like, oh, we finally get to see blah, blah, blah's mega. Like that's exciting in itself. Although I guess we shouldn't be using the term mega. They're still pretty vague about using terms like evolution stages, but they definitely, subtitles use champion, or no, they use adult at one stage, at one point. Champion or adult and child. But yeah, Joe, as we should have at the beginning of the episode, mentioned that people should listen through to the end for the contest. So any other closing thoughts? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I think it would have been a really great movie if I didn't go into it expecting answers about certain things.
And yeah, I didn't really expect answers. It's only the second movie.
I guess I didn't expect answers, but I expected exploration. You know, I expected like, you know, some, instead we just got like it was almost like this whole thing was a tease for things that we were already teased about with all the teasers. So yeah, if there were stuff from the teasers and all the PVs and commercials and stuff that you were like, oh my God, I can't wait to see how that fits into everything. You know, maybe lower your expectations. Maybe we'll enjoy it more. So those are thoughts about Try Chapter 2. I didn't know what we were watching. It definitely says determination, right? Yes, it does say determination. That is the official title. And those are our thoughts. And now we're going to explain the try giveaway that we are about to launch, which is basically same format as our past ones, the past two that we did. And I'm just setting a timer for 2 minutes because I don't want to go on too long about this. Okay, so, right, so it's the same format as last time, 3 winners, and you can enter until March 17th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And there are 11 different ways to enter. So, we keep increasing the number. But 7 of those are the basic ways on social media. Like there's a Facebook post, a Tumblr post, a Reddit post, a Twitter post. And you
share,
know,
like.
Yeah. Like, retweet, like, reblog, like, comment, or comment. And those are, we have a, if you go to podigis.com/contest, there's full rules if you want any more details about that. But the extra ways are, in this episode, we're going to reveal a code word. What code word should we use? flowers. The code word is flowers. And if you send us an email, podigis@gmail.com, with that code word, then that's one entry. And also in our next episode, which is going to be the main try chapter 2 determination episode, we're going to have another code word. So stay tuned for the next episode and for that code word. And that's 9. And the last 2 entries, last 2 ways to enter are, if you are a Patreon subscriber of the podcast, you get 5 entries automatically. And if you leave a written iTunes review of the podcast and send a screenshot, then you get 10 entries. And yeah, so if you want the most bang for your buck, those are efficient. And so in total, you can have 24 different entries if you do the 9 ones that count as 1 and then the 2 that count as extra. Yeah, and leave comments about this episode at podigis.com/F02. And we also are using our new Try Chapter 2 specific artwork for this episode. So we want to thank Maro05 on Tumblr for the special artwork we had commissioned. And again, go to podigis.com/contest to find the rules, links for the giveaway. I guess I didn't describe the prizes at all. It's merch from Japan,
just
mostly.
Look
in the picture website. It's lots of random things. And yeah, stay tuned for our main try episode. How should we close it off?
Determination. Oh, I'm leaving.